Hey, this is Caddy. We are in October, which means we have my favorite October baby. My nephew's born in October. Well, my favorite English October baby, Mr. Simon LeBond. Thank you for coming into the cafe. What a
Hello
treat.
there. Hello.
Hello there. I haven't spoken to you in ages, it seems like. So it's so good to see you wearing a very cool Austin City Limits shirt. You look very chipper today, this morning. How are you?
Oh, just had a little. I just had a little yawn on, actually.
Put
I need that coffee
Simon to sleep.
quickly. I need that coffee really quickly.
How are you, bud? What was that?
Oh, that was the steamed milk. I just put it down.
Oh, are you getting okay? Are
I'm having a little slurp.
a little brew? So I can't tell you how excited I am to have you in the cafe before the end of the cafe. So you think about it now. You have to come up with a birthday drink. You know we don't let you out of the cafe without giving us
Oh,
a drinks recipe.
I'm thinking of a great one. Thinking of a
Okay.
great one.
I'll
Thinking of a
get it
great
at the end. So the
one.
latest
Absolutely.
run of dates capped off with 3 nights at the Hollywood Bowl, right? Right? You were there. I was there.
Yes,
You
it's
had
amazing.
They were amazing. You had Nile Rodgers and Mike Garson play with you each night. You had Nile Rodgers and Sheik, Khalees and Warpaint open each different night. So three different openers. And there was
Yep.
also a whoosh stage with Unusual DeMont and Caveman. So
Yes.
like so much to unpack here. What were those 3 dates like?
God, it seems such a long time ago
It
now. So, you know,
does.
I do have the memory of goldfish. So you're pushing it a bit by asking about something which happened over 10 minutes ago. I think it was fun. I mean, I had a great time. It was amazing. Sort of, it was to take myself back to that moment. There was so much energy. It was the culmination of a really, really wonderful tour. Hey, just out of interest, did you know that we did the best business on the last tour that we've done since the 1980s?
No, I
Yeah, we
didn't
did.
know.
Yeah, we did. I mean,
How's
as
that make you
shows go,
feel?
in terms of you know, it was just brilliant. I mean, I just feel there's a bit of a, you know, there's a hunger there for not just for Duran Duran, but for live shows in general from the general public, the
Yeah.
general public, as opposed to Colonel public. And
People want to feel happy, and you're a band that makes people happy.
yeah, exactly. And
There's
it
so.
just we got on a roll, and it was just amazing the energy that we were getting off the audience, what we felt that we were able to return to the audience. It was a real. It was just a magnificent group effort, I thought.
Yeah.
Really excited about it. Really excited about what's coming up as well. So coming right up is
Yeah.
Duran Duran's induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
What a way to end the year, huh? Like getting
Yeah,
inducted into the Rock Hall. That's
absolutely. It's
amazing.
amazing. It's amazing. It's the closest thing you can get to a rock and roll knighthood.
It's
Keep telling
actually,
people that.
it is. It sort of is. I know it doesn't have in England, it's probably not as big a deal, or maybe it is, as it is in America. In America, it's like on everybody's lips. Everybody's talking about it. It airs on an HBO special. I mean, how do you
No, it's
feel
a big
about
deal.
it?
I think
Are you
I
nervous?
feel amazing. No, not right now. I will be on the time. But remember what I say,
Yeah.
it's not fear. It's adrenaline, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Very, very excited about meeting up with some people like hopefully Dolly Parton, Eminem, Judas Priest, to name but a few.
That's
Very
it's going to be
excited about
so
all of them.
great. Very
Yeah.
excited. I am going. Simon asked me before we started the cafe if we were going, if I was going. I am going and I'm bringing my entire family. How do you like that?
Woohoo.
I bought
Wow.
tickets
Wow.
for my kids and my
Yeah.
husband because whenever are they ever or will my children see their uncles be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Like never.
Exactly. Yeah, I totally
Exactly.
agree. Yeah.
So they're missing school. It's very exciting. You know what else is coming up that's also exciting? There's so much Duran Duran coming up. We had like a couple of years of nothing, and now we have so much. Yeah. Do you want to guess?
Yes, I'll
Go
guess. I'll
ahead.
guess you're talking about the premiere and the release of A Hollywood High, a movie featuring Duran Duran doing what they do best, which is play tunes.
And also there's some interview footage from over the years, both recent. Eek. You didn't know that? You knew that.
Well, maybe.
It's a great film. I've seen it. It's highly entertaining, not too long, because I hate very long movies. I get bored. I have to go to the bathroom, run out of my raisinettes. You're having a premiere October 27th, which is your natal day. And at that premiere at the Dolby Theater, you'll be doing a Q&A.
Oh, right. Okay.
I hope someone brings you a cake. I won't be there to see that. That would really? Be fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you not like being feted in I'm public? Are you so the film A Hollywood High out to November 3rd in theaters everywhere, all across the entire world. When you were filming it, did you know it was going to be something special?
I didn't even know we were filming it. Actually, to be honest with you, I just because it was such a big event on itself. We were there to draw attention back to the band and to do something interesting, to announce the tour, which happened in August and September. Mm. And for me, that was the whole thing. And I know that there were cameras there because we filmed pretty much everything we do. But I didn't. Mm. I wasn't But I don't think any of us were thinking in terms of a cinematic release at the time.
Mm. But then there it came, and it was pretty cool. Like, I'm going to go see it in my town. I just think it's so funny that I'm going to go to a movie theater that I go see movies at, and there's you're gonna be.
Really? Will it be on?
November 9th. Wow. I'm taking all the ladies from Pelham.
Wow. Wow.
I bought 10 tickets.
Cool.
I just think, how sort of surreal anyway. Yeah, but it's also great. So I'm excited to take a ladies' night out on it. And then you know what else? What other stuff you have going on? Jimmy Kimmel Live on October 26th, the day before your birthday. And then the Hammersmith 82 vinyls coming out on Record Store Day. Midazolam double pink vinyl is out. Have you seen any of these? Is this all news to you?
I think I've signed some Midazolams, and that's all I know about that. You know, I'm very excited about that.
I remember when you signed them backstage at the Bowl. So anybody who receives a signed copy know that I was there and it was done at the Bowl. It's official. And finally, the band have a double vinyl of Future Past coming out, and it's in different colors. And that looks pretty cool.
Is that different from any other double vinyl of Future Past that's come out? Is it like a different thing altogether?
Yeah, there's only been one record. Oh, this is God double. Oh, yeah. And it has 5 years on it, which takes me back to when you played 5 years live for the first, it seemed like the first time at the Bowl. And I wondered how you hit that darn note.
Which darn note in 5 years?
Yeah. You hold something. So at the end, it's so good.
Yeah, I do, don't I?
You do. How do
I'm
you
not
do?
Gonna, I'm not going to try it now.
No, it's too early.
Not now in the cafe.
No.
I might rattle somebody's teacup.
But what was it like performing that song live? Was it exciting?
It was amazing. It was that high note is quite it's challenging. But I felt that I really had a good handle on the song. I wasn't going to forget the words. Mm. It felt right in my sweet spot, sort of in terms of my range. It did. So it felt really good to do it. And it was great to do something with Mike. Mike is he's cheeky when he plays. He adds little bits in and little twiddles and things. And then you look around, he's grinning at you.
He sure does love you, Mike.
He's really great fun. Yeah. Yeah.
So this year on your birthday, you're going to be away. You're going to be at the movie premiere. And then you're going to do two shows in Las Vegas, Halloween shows. Yeah.
Yes. Well, one of them's a Halloween show.
On Halloween. And yes. I have heard rumors that the playlist is outstanding. Can you confirm or deny?
It is outstanding.
It's outstanding.
That's all I can say.
I understand. And probably you'll be playing songs that you'll never really play again at a show. Could you confirm or deny?
Possibly.
I think it's going to be unbelievable. And then November 2nd, you're playing somewhere in California, and then back for the induction. Busy Beaver.
Yeah, it's the place. The other place in California is called Yarmouth.
Oh, thank you.
I think it's a casino.
Yeah, it's very small. Everything's sold out. So if you're listening and you don't have tickets, out of luck. But keep an eye on our socials, because you know we'll post cute pictures and such. Exactly. Cool, not cute. Cool. So what's the birthday drink for this year, Mr. LeBon? Hit me.
The birthday drink this year is going to be a Desperado.
What's that?
It's a beer, preferably a rye beer made in Mexico.
Okay.
Like Corona.
Okay.
Into which is poured a small or a large amount of tequila.
That would make me desperately ill. How many desperados can one have before passing out?
No, you can have as many desperados as you want until you pass out. Then you can't drink anymore because you're on your back.
That's true. Wow. Are you going to have a desperado on your birthday?
Maybe I will.
Maybe you will. Are you going to... you won't have lunch with your dad this year on your birthday.
No, I know.
Oh, well, you'll see.
We're going to fix a time when I come back.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, I know how busy you are. You really are busy. You have rehearsals for so many things. Busy bee. You do Whoosh every week. You have all this new stuff coming out. You're being inducted into Rock Hall, all these shows, and a movie. My goodness, I'm lucky you to make time for me. Thank you so much for joining us in the cafe today, Simon.
Always got time for Caddy's Cafe. My very best wishes to everybody at this wonderful time of the year. See you very soon indeed.